another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we conclude chapter 5 with verses 18 through 21. In conclusion, just as through one transgression condemnation came upon all, so through one righteous act acquittal and life came to all. For just as through the disobedience of one person the many were made sinners, so through the obedience of one the many will be made righteous. The law entered in so that the transgression might increase, but where sin increased, grace overflowed all the more, so that, as sin reigned in death, grace also might reign through the justification for eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. I've always thought about the overflowing grace that captures the worst sin ever lived, granting mercy to live unhateful by admitting transgressions while moving into action by the offering of your life to living God first. Seems such a cliche that can be perceived as offensive, God first, by the unlearned, of course, and unforgiven, causing attack for reasons unknown other than living in an absolute state of irreversible sin. I believe that shame gets a hold of someone's inner being, gripping a fear to exclaim injustice, to calm this state of ugliness one feels that they are unable to let go of. Rape victims feel this feeling, unwilling to let go of what caused such grief and terror in the day-to-day living, surviving by a constant state of fight or flight, believing the hidden shame of forced sexual acts should remain in a state of painful silence, not wanting the shame to destroy their outer self. Until God enters your life of forgiveness, you can't control the reactions to selfish desires of the flesh, seeking only what Satan asks of you by constant desires to control every situation, from the trauma either by getting loud or growing large to control others' actions and or responses to the protocol of living a life of sin. Until one finds Jesus as the reason to live in love, faith, and hope of forgiving, as being forgiven by the one who died for our sins to justify our redemption, to live without shame, alive in Christ's charity. Without forgiveness, there is no way we can live in heaven. Be prepared for hell. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We pray for my mother today. Happy birthday to Betty Pitts. She turns 81 today. Love you, Mom. Happy birthday. Prayers for those who we said that we would pray for. We pray for those that have asked us to pray for them. And we pray for our children aloud. Alan and Alexandra, Jeffrey and Julian and Gabriel. And our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those dying today as we hold out our hands and offer hope of forgiveness in Christ's love. And we pray today for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fit, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem concludes chapter 5 with verses 18 through 21. We got a two stanza poem. It's an ongoing poem. It's titled, Life Eternal, Getting Out in the Sun. Conclusion, judgment, called acquittal, righteousness begun. One received condemnation for transgressions sung. All got life from admitting the one and only Son. Sinner's disobedience, person one, righteous relief, God can't shun. Overflowing grace douses death's sin rain. Life eternal, getting out in the sun. Justification, the Lord enabled by Christ's bloody stain, covering the sins more than all death done. Amen. I'm Tom Show Cruz. We're just November 19th, 2021. I'm recording this morning at 6:07 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. And God bless each and every one of you. Well, we'll be closing today somewhere in around 7:33 as we move into impromptu time. If you're hanging out with us now in our podcast, a little bit of silent prayer as we go into just the thoughts of what's going on today. Mama's birthday, we say, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, dear Mama, happy birthday to you. God bless you, Mom. Thanks again for joining us as we close in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Melt their hearts, Jesus. Let them forgive. In Jesus' sweet name. Amen. John and Maria, we love you guys. God bless you.